Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
If you need proof, folks, that the internet has changed the way the music industry works forever, you have to look no further than Janice and Sonia Lee. They're twin sisters from suburban Sydney who are better known to their fans as J.S. Lee. They have basically, in a very short amount of time, become international stars without the help of a studio or a record company or anything else like that. And it's all thanks to the power of YouTube and, I might just add, pretty amazing voices. They are J.S. Lee. On account of their initials, would you please welcome J.S. Lee?
Thank you so much for having me.
So good to have you. Now, we just need to recap the story a little bit as to how this happened. You sat in your bedroom, basically, and recorded a song.
It's actually as easy as it looks. People have been asking, who does your video for you? Who does your audio for you? But actually, it's in our bedroom. It's the one camera that we've been using, the old one.
It's not even a camera, it's a laptop, isn't it? It's just the little camera in the laptop?
We've just recently upgraded.
Oh, you've upgraded.
Yeah, so it's comfortable. We love doing it at home. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it so fun for
okay,
us.
So the song that went viral was...
It's a song called Officially Missing You by mm-hmm. Tamia.
Mm-hmm. And it's received to date, let me read it out to you, 24,322... Hang on. 24... Hang on. The whole lot of them have actually received about 24 million views. That one particular one's 6 million or something views to date?
It's just reaching 7 million.
Reaching 7
crazy.
Million.
Crazy.
That's amazing. So there you are. So you sit in your bedroom and record this song because you do all the covers. Now, what made you think about even just doing that in the first place, setting up the camera, sitting in front of the camera and strumming away?
Well, we've always been singing from when we were young. It was more like when we were younger, it was more like our parents wanted us to sing. So we'd enter these competitions that I think was, I didn't know if it was for them or for us, but we'd enter them and we'd come back with one or two prizes. And then for a long time, that music was out of our lives until about end of high school, last year of high school. And it all went from there. I think we organized a singing competition, like a talent show. Nobody applied for it, so we had to...
you got the gig.
We got the gig. We came back with the prize. So a little bit embarrassing, but that's how it all set off. And then we thought people were encouraging us to keep singing, mm-hmm. and so we just did it.
Nothing like a win when you've got absolutely no competition. But then it took off, and so it went viral. And it's been amazing to actually see just what could happen when two girls actually sit in front of a camera and strum away. Now, there was also a trip over to Cambodia, and in the meantime, somebody learned the guitar.
Janice actually went to Cambodia in 2007, and I think that was the first time that we, as sisters and twins, we were separated for more than like 3 days. So she went off first for 4 months, and in the 4 months that she was gone, I had nothing better to do, so I picked up the old guitar, and I jumped onto YouTube, and I typed in guitar tutorial, and... everything was there, and I learnt, picked it up within about 3 months, and started writing my own songs, and got totally hooked.
Mm-hmm. And we should say about this time of the interview that this interview is not sponsored by YouTube. Just so you know, I mean, even though your lives have been changed by it, and then since then you've actually been sent over to China to do a TV interview over there.
That was the first public thing that we did on media. That was pretty crazy. They've contacted us through our email, and we just flew over there. Actually, it was interesting because we actually got to sing Amazing Grace, and that's
in
quite
China,
surprising.
In communist
yeah,
China.
That's right. And so it's where religious activities are very restricted, especially on the media. Mm. And so we had a good time just being ourselves on TV in China.
Mm. Just being yourselves. Now, speaking of being yourself, when you actually are just recording your videos in your lounge room, and I mean, there's been times where you've done it in your pajamas, hasn't there? There's been a pot plant in the back.
Did it look like
background.
Pajamas?
Looked like it. Looked like it to
maybe
me.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was.
Oh, now Sheridan insulted us.
It's my final show. I can say whatever I want.
Absolutely. There have been times when we've just got up and just recorded it. Obviously, before a long time ago when we didn't have as many subscribers, we were more comfortable, however we were. Mm-hmm. There was actually one particular video where we were recording it, and it actually takes about takes 1,000 takes, and we choose the one that we like the best. And by the end of it, we get kind of tired and we get cranky at each other, and we might have an argument here and there. And with this particular cut, we're just like fed up, so we just uploaded it, and we look grumpy. And you can have a look at it; you can find it if you want.
Which one is that? Which song?
There's a song. It's called Monday Morning. It's one of our original songs.
Monday morning, woke up grumpy. Right.
Grumpy.
That's the one.
It's actually funny because the song's actually totally, it's saying the opposite thing. But we're pretty honest in our videos, or some of our videos anyway. It's fun.
Okay. Now, you bring out your little fruit shakers. And you show the world actually how you do your percussion. That's really, really quite cute. But the thing that caught producer Claire Bruce and I was actually when you were doing the routine of the way that you limber up and you warm up.
Right.
Which I think is just so interesting that you really need to show the crowd here and also the crowd that are being videoed. You're not going to watch you on video in just a second. So the official title is I'm Alive, Alert, Awake and Enthusiastic.
Yep, and that's the entire lyrics of the entire song. So I'm sure everyone can follow along.
So it goes like this.
Mm-hmm. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. I'm alive, alert, awake. I'm awake, alert, alive. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. I'm alive, alert, awake. I'm awake, alert, alive. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. I'm alive, alert, awake. I'm awake, alert, alive. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. Yeah. She wins. I stumbled.
And now you know why it works so well on YouTube. Fantastic. Let's talk about your mum as well. Now, your mother has actually had quite a profound influence on your life for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
For a number of reasons. I mean, she's never, unfortunately, had a chance to hear you sing.
Mm. Actually, when we were about 7 years old, my mum was diagnosed with, our mum was diagnosed with cancer, breast cancer, and we didn't know how serious this sickness was at such a young age. And so we grew up just seeing her go through like chemotherapy, going through treatment that would have devastating side effects, like she'd lose her hair and she'd have to get her breast surgically removed. The cancer would spread everywhere and she'd just been like so sick. And we'd had to grow up watching this, and it wasn't easy, but we only understood where all of this sickness and all this hardship sat in once we met, we encountered God ourselves. And it was weird because my mom, she was a Christian herself, but just watching her faith through the toughest times of her life, physically and spiritually and emotionally, it didn't draw her away from God at all. She was actually drawn more deeply in love with God, and that baffled us as high school students. You know, they teach us at school or at church that God is good all the time, and you know, it just didn't make sense that God could be good in a situation like this. But actually her change and her transformation really inspired us to really just discover who this God really was.
Mm. Wasn't she, you know, more joyful towards the end of her life than
it was funny because once she was in her last days and she was in the hospital bed, and we were actually having conversations like, Mom, you're so lucky to be going to heaven so soon, and you get to be seeing Jesus soon. Can you say hi for us? And she would be encouraging us, saying, we'll see you there soon. And like, we'd actually have real conversations about heaven and about faith and God, and it was just around the corner for her. And so she'd encourage us to keep rejoicing, keep worshiping, and for that, what it looks like is singing to praise him. So that's what we're doing today, and she's had a massive influence on our lives. And it's unfortunate that she never got to hear us sing, but we believe that, you know, she's looking down on us and she's proud of us and she's interceding for us. And yeah, so
beautiful. Yeah. What's her name?
Her name, her name was Kay Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually never, you know, no one's actually really asked that before. Her Korean name was Kim Yeon-suk.
Uh-huh.
She was a beautiful person.
God's special people, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Kim Yeon-suk. All right. Well, speaking of that faith that you personally have as a result of your mum, that's kind of had, I guess, a role in you saying no to some of the record companies that are now knocking on your door. Do you want to give us a little bit of insight about that? Because, you know, I mean, you know, 150,000 subscribers on YouTube, 24 million hits to all of your songs. Obviously, the record companies can actually see that there's some talent here. They've come knocking.
We've been approached by some companies, not all of them, but the ones that we recognize, we thought we've met with some people, some companies, and thought we'll go and have a talk with them. But then it's kind of turned out to be that maybe it's not the right timing for us, or we won't be able to be free in our faith and just be free in who we are if we sign with certain record companies. And so for us, it's really important that we keep our vision, that we keep walking with God, and just we're freely able to express that and share our story. And yeah, just we don't want to be limited or restricted in any way. And so at the moment, we're still kind of waiting, or we're still looking, or we're still discovering what the best way is for us. And yeah, that's how we are right now, where we are.
It's a good place to be. That's a good place to be. All right, you're going to be doing a song in just a second for us called Your Love Is Everything. It's a song that Jesus Culture have made particularly popular. Mm-hmm. And tell us why. Why this song?
Because God's love is everything. we love this song. We fell in love with it. And we started singing it at church. And, you know, on our YouTube channel, we get requests to do English songs and then Korean songs and the worship songs and then like mainstream songs. And so we really like to kind of mix it around. And this song was the latest Christian cover we did on our YouTube. And it's just the lyrics of it. It's just so powerful. It's something that, you know, we sing out and say in our toughest time. So it's blessed people when we sing it. So it's been awesome.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll let you head up to the mics so you can go and do your thing. And if you'd like to chase them up, youtube.com/user/JSLee for Janice and Sonia. JS Lee, that's JAYESSLEE. youtube.com/user/JSLee. This is going to be quite something. Now, later on, folks, we're very, very privileged because Janice and Sonia are going to be recording their next YouTube video for us. It's going to be towards the end of the night, and they're going to do it for us on this particular night. When you go to YouTube and see it's got 25 million squillion hits, you'll be able to say, I was there in the night, I heard it happening. Ladies and gentlemen, JS Lee.
Your love. I will not forget. Nothing is impossible. I will not forget. I won't forget your love. I will not forget. Nothing is impossible. I will not forget. I won't forget your love. Your love heals every disease. Your love fulfills my every need. Your love is everything to me. Your love is everything. Your love heals every disease. Your love fulfills my every need. Your love is everything to me. Your love is everything.
J.S. Lee, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic. Fantastic.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast, thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.